Locker room chats continue here tonight on KNZA, and we're pleased to be joined now by Jefferson West football coach. That is Jeff Schwinn. Tigers 8-3 a year ago, and certainly now some expectations for this Tiger program entering 2026. Coach, you enter another year as the head coach, and obviously last year, you know, Jeff West in previous years, you know, just not a ton of success, not a lot of expectations. You guys come out of nowhere and you blast up to an 8-3 mark. You make a run in the postseason. Obviously, it ended with a loss to Hayden, but now it feels like everyone's looking at you as a threat in the Big East and just kind of a night and day turnaround from year one to year two.
Well, I appreciate that, and thanks for having us on. It was a solid year. We came in, and again, it all came down to our summer. The kids coming in and making that commitment to the weight room, and then we were able to get a couple road wins in the early season, and then continue to improve throughout the season, and had a solid year. So as far as building off that, I think each team each year is different, and we've got a new team this year, and we're developing well. We just have to continue to improve each week and put ourselves in a position to win.
Well, you see, of course, you got, you know, your sons out there playing, and, you know, they step in, and, you know, Brixton at quarterback last year as a freshman, he had, you know, arguably maybe statistically the best season, you know, for a freshman quarterback. You're not seeing a ton of freshman quarterbacks, you know, across the state, no matter the classification. They say maybe that year one to year two jump is maybe the biggest that you see. What's been the freshman to sophomore transition like for Brixton and kind of the expectations for him under center?
Sure. He's definitely made the huge commitment to it. He's over the summer, put a lot of work into the fundamentals, his technique, and what he's doing at the quarterback position, his leadership. He's doing what he's supposed to do with that, developing well. And yeah, it's exciting to see. I'm excited, and I think everybody around our program is excited to see his, not only his development and the way he performs, but also everyone around him, because that's what it comes down to, is the team.
We'll talk about Royal Valley. That's your week one opponent on Friday night. But just the Big East as a whole. Last year, you guys make a deep run. Silver Lake, Rossville. Of course, Rossville, they were 6 minutes away from the 1A state championship last year.
Sure.
You know, Nemaha has to make the jump now to 3A. You'll see them later on in the year. You got Sabetha and Silver Lake, according to K-Preps, number one and number two in 2A to start the year. The Big East is going to be big once again. You start with Royal Valley. What's your expectations for this dynamic Big East league and what's going to be a grind week in and week out?
You're exactly right as far as the dynamics to this league. We see a lot of different things, too, offense, defense, special teams, and you have to prepare well each week. And a lot of that changes each week, so you have to be able to adjust as well. But yeah, our league is unbelievably competitive, and we look to see exactly that this year as well, and hopefully we're in the conversation when we're done with the season.
Yeah, you'll see the districts obviously changing a bit. Hiawatha, you'll see Atchison late in the season, Holton, and we mentioned Nemaha Central, who bumped up from 2A to 3A, and then even your non-district, non-league games, how about Centralia Week 2, a top-five team in 1A, and then at Wamego to close things out? This is a gauntlet of a schedule, but I'm sure you're fine with it. I'm sure the kids are fine with it, and that's only going to prepare you for a postseason run.
Sure it is. We're excited about it. And you look at the standings or the projections, like you said, in our league, we have a couple of teams already in the top five of their respective classes, and it's the same thing for a non-conference or non-league games. Wamego is in the top five of the state, had a great year last year, and Centralia, obviously, in the 1A is up there as well. So we have our work cut out for us. We're excited about it. The challenge is set and in place, and we're excited to get after it.
Couple more minutes here with Jeff West football coach Jeff Schwinn. They get Royal Valley at home on Friday. We'll break that matchup down after a timeout here on KNZA. Got a couple more minutes here with Jeff Schwinn, the Jefferson West Tigers football coach. Can't thank him enough for joining us here as we get set for week one of high school football on Friday night. Coach, you get Royal Valley. We talked in that first segment just the overall, you know, outlook of the league and how good it's going to be once again in 2026. You know, this Royal Valley team, they ran the ball as good as any in the league last year. They rushed for, I think, just shy of about 290 per game. They use a stable of running backs. They're going to be very good up front. They're going to be sound. Coach Boucher does a great job with that part of the offense. And it's a challenge in week number one, a team that can run the football like that.
Yes, it is. And it's going to we're going to find out real quick if we're physically there. You know, we've got to come out and match their intensity. They're going to come out and definitely be very aggressive with what they do. They're physical. They're big up front, very big up front. They had to replace a few pieces in the backfield as far as their offense is concerned, and then defensively, a couple new faces over there in the linebacker and secondary as well. But they, again, their front four or five, they're as big and physical as anybody that we've seen. And we're going to have to match that intensity.
Yeah, certainly an intriguing matchup here in week one. You know, I get a theme from talking to a lot of coaches in the area, you know, especially with week one. One, there's a lot of unknown. And number two, it's not so much more about your opponents. A lot of these coaches, hey, it's about us. I want to see what we're going to do. I want to see how we're going to operate, how we're going to execute. Just from your vantage points and what you specifically want to see from your team Friday night.
Yeah, when we talk about it, we got to play with speed. That is one thing that we do have. We've got a lot of team speed, and we need to have that showcase. We need to play smart and physical football, play with great effort, execute. That's one thing that just continues to develop day in and day out and throughout the season. We need to execute and then play with great enthusiasm and be the most disciplined. You know, you did mention early season first game, it really does come down to who's the most disciplined and who's in the best shape to deal with that first game of maybe some jitters or excitement, whatever it might be. That adrenaline really starts pumping, and we have to be in the best shape possible. And again, like I said, just going back to our discipline, make sure that we're taking care of the football. That we're disrupting the football on the defensive side, and then definitely making sure that we're tackling and blocking well.
Finally, Coach, real quick, just kind of expanding on that, how are you guys working with the heat and just getting your guys, just getting your guys right with how warm the temperatures have been this week?
Sure, it's been a challenge, and it's obviously a challenge for every football program across the state. But it's we've adjusted practice time and moved it to 7 these last 2 days and had some really, really enthusiastic practices, some physical practices. So it's been good for us, and it kind of prepares us for that 7 p.m. kickoff. But just like I said, everybody's been dealing with it across the state, and you have to deal with it and the adversity. And I think our team has done a good job with that.
There it is. Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn joining us again, busting onto the scene last year with an 8-win campaign. And now Jeff West looking to threaten atop the Big East. They open things up Friday night at home against Royal Valley. Coach Schwinn, we appreciate you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Brandon.